Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind.
And it is time once again to wrap up the Friday show here on The Scoop. We're talking Timberwolves basketball, joined by Dan Slabov on the prowl. Dan, happy Friday.
Thanks, Seth. It's been 2 weeks. Good to be back on the show, though. Not much has happened with the Timberwolves, but definitely a fun NBA playoff so far. Well, you know, the first round actually was a lot of fun. The second round was kind of a bust. Series that we thought would be close and competitive did not turn out to be that way. Looking back, I believe, if I'm correct, every single series in the second round ended in five. Besides Cavs Raptors. So Cavs Raptors went in four, and then the other three went in five. So pretty disappointing as far as from a fan's perspective, looking for a competitive, fun, entertaining series that would go, you know, six, seven games. But these conference finals are definitely not short of storylines, and they should be really fun to follow these next few weeks, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's interesting. We're already seeing some ripple effects from what happened in those semifinal series. As the big news today that the Toronto Raptors have fired head coach Dwayne Casey. And we've talked just with the rest of the On the Prowl staff. I get why they did it, but it also seems it also kind of took me by surprise that they actually ended up making the move. But, hey, if you get swept and you're the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, expectations are high, and obviously there are going to be some changes, but not only changes with what Toronto has done and plenty of other head coaching openings that are popping up. The Timberwolves have made some coaching staff changes here. Some have been just with usual shuffle that goes on with organizations, but some have been because of pretty bad circumstances. Dan, how surprised have you been by some of the recent moves that the Wolves have made throughout their coaching staff?
I am surprised by the fact that it happened so soon into the offseason. Obviously, Tom Thibodeau wants to kind of round out his staff for summer development. I think in large ways, Peter Patton, who is a shooting coach, was brought in to help the Wolves' shooting woes, and I don't know if he played a huge role this season in doing that. And then some of their assistants had some poor history with sexual allegations and in a sketchy area, in that category. So I'm very interested to see if the Wolves, if that takes a factor into the Wolves' decision on Derrick Rose. As we've talked about in the past, the Wolves have kind of turned a blind eye to poor behavior off the court, and we'll really have to see if if that really does take factor in this, re-signing Derrick Rose, because Rose is past his year on the court, and his recent allegations have not been something that the Wolves should it should, definitely should not be their standard of a basketball player. And so we'll see how. I mean, that's probably the biggest ripple effect towards the coaching changes, and seeing how that affects their decision with Derrick Rose. Obviously they'll have a few months here to round out their staff, and I'm interested to see who they round out their staff with, and how respected those guys are around the league.
Dan, let's move to something that we're going to be doing here over the next few weeks, just reviewing kind of what we saw from various Timberwolves players. And we'll start it off with the guard position for the Wolves. Obviously, Jeff Teague, Tyus Jones, and Derrick Rose, kind of the main point guards for this team. So just give me kind of an overview of what we saw from the Timberwolves at the point guard position this year.
The point guard was I believed it was an area of strength this season. Jeff Teague had a slow start, but he really picked it up at the midway point of the season. He was really trending upwards into the All-Star break, and he continued that development after the All-Star break concluded. He was a really good point guard, and he showed that he is a winner, and that there was a reason that he hasn't missed the playoffs in his eight-year NBA career. And he shot a better percentage in the second half of the season. He finished better at the rim. And he was a leader, too. And he really grew on fans, too, with his quotes from the locker room saying how he believed that Tyus Jones needed to be getting more minutes. And the fact that, the guys were getting a little tired from, Thibodeau overworking them. And I think Jeff Teague was just a realist. And I think fans really like that out of Teague. And, I believe it was around, March. It was like mid-March last year. They were playing the Bulls. And he said that he would never dunk in a game again after he threw it home for Chicago. And after that, he dunked around 9 to 10 more times. And maybe I'm, taking too much out of this, but, that just shows that he was aggressive. And he was not shy from attacking the rim, and he was locked in the last half of the season. I think he grew on all of us. I think one main concern we had, especially on the prowl, was his post-entry passing. He had a really tough time getting the ball to Towns in the post and to Taj in the post, and a part of that is attributed to his framing and his small stature, but sometimes his passes just seemed a little lazy, so that is definitely an area to improve on for next season. Tyus Jones proved to be a really solid rotation player for the Wolves, and I think a lot of fans were a little upset that he didn't garner more minutes in Thibodeau's rotation, but we definitely saw some improvements, and obviously the highlight of Tyus Jones this season was, slamming one home in front of a block-hungry LeBron James after getting called out by LeBron. I think LeBron called him Tyler Jones before the game began. So
that he did.
Tyus definitely got revenge, and that was a really fun moment at Target Center this year. And it was a really good year for development for Tyus Jones. He's entering a contract year, even though he will be a restricted free agent. And so that's going to be interesting to see how he plays in his final year and if the Wolves and Tom Thibodeau, are looking to bring back Tyus as, or not bring back, just, utilize Tyus as a main backup point guard for next season. I think he's earned that. And if you're Tyus, you're maybe thinking that there might be better opportunities elsewhere after this next season if you're not getting the minutes he believes he deserves. So that's a storyline to keep an eye on as well. And then Derrick Rose, none of us could have expected what he did and his success with the Wolves and his in his minor stint this season. The playoffs ended and we looked back and Derrick Rose is the best and most efficient player for the Timberwolves in the playoffs. I would never have thought that he was a really solid rotation player. He contributed, and he acted as a leader in the locker room. He reported to be a calming effect in the locker room, and a guy like Rose, even though he's had some past history issues off the court, leaving the team and such. You also have to take into account that he's been there before. He played in the conference finals. He's played in a lot of playoff games, and you know, and because of that, you know, he could provide, you know, some influence, some good steady influence in the locker room, you know, full of, well, I wouldn't say full of, but, you know, with a, you know, a few really young dudes in Wiggins, Talent, and Tyus. So, you know, I think Derrick Rose is a pleasant surprise for all of us. I mean, he shot 7-for-10 from three point range in the playoffs, which is exactly what the Wolves needed from a mid-season or a late-season acquisition. So Rose was really solid, and I am extremely interested to see if to see if Thibodeau brings him back. I think if, you know, Derrick Rose has hopped around the league for a few years and he didn't have much success elsewhere, then he comes to Minnesota and he has instant success with Tom Thibodeau, his former coach again. So, you know, if I'm him, I'm thinking that obviously Thibodeau can, you know, put me in situations to succeed, and I'm going to keep rolling with that. You know, I think it, you know, if you're a, you know, a fan or a follower of the team, you are definitely interested to see if the Wolves could get a more prototypical 3-and-D guy. I think that should be a must and a want, regardless. But you know, obviously, if Tom Thibodeau brings him back, and also, you know, you utilize Tyus Jones as the backup point guard position, you're looking at a bench with Tyus at the one, Derrick Rose at the two, and then, you know, and then at the three, that's where you try to make your free agent splash or acquisition. So that is it's going to be an interesting development throughout the offseason. I'm looking forward to see what happens there.
Yeah, I think, and we've talked about it quite a bit, that this is going to be a fascinating offseason for the Timberwolves, because I think there are a lot of teams throughout the league in a similar spot. Now you can look at Toronto kind of being in the same spot, where it's like they got into the playoffs, and I think for Toronto it was more of a them not living up to expectations. It's like they got into the playoffs, the Wolves were able to win a game against the Rockets, but for the most part, Houston flexed their muscles in that series. But there are going to be a lot of teams that look at the formula that they have, and they're going to say, is it enough? Is it going to be enough for us to get over the top with how Golden State continues to just click? And now, oh, by the way, Boston is in the Eastern Conference Finals. They're missing their top two players, so they're going to be much better next year. So I think we're going to see some teams that just say that maybe they're what they're doing is not going to be enough to get it done. So we may see a bunch of players on the move, but I don't have anything really concrete to back that up with. It's just kind of a hunch on my part, and I guess we'll just have to wait and see if that indeed ends up being the case. And of course, you got a guy named LeBron who could end up staying in Cleveland and could also decide, I think I'm going to go hit the West Coast and give that a shot and see if I can win a ring over there. So going to be a fascinating offseason, and we'll talk plenty more about it here over the next couple of weeks. Dan, I know kind of a quiet point with On the Prowl content, but I know we've got some things brewing over there. So anything that listeners can check out over at On the Prowl here, if they want some more Wolves content throughout the quiet portion of the off season.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Like you said, right now is kind of the waiting period for us bloggers, and once the finals and the playoffs conclude, then our content will be ramping up with who to watch for in free agency. Who can who are the Wolves' top free agent targets, and who should they be? And then obviously, there's the NBA draft where the Wolves will have the 20th overall pick in June. So that is going to be something else to cover for the On the Prowl website. And then how the Wolves can take the next step, and what they need to do to take the next step. And then obviously it's the off season, so we're going to have some different, unique, you know, stories on the website, and they might not even always be pertaining to, you know, the X's and O's of basketball, but they're definitely going to be some interesting, fun reads. For example, a couple years ago, I personally wrote an article comparing the Wolves players to the cast members of NBC's Parks and Recreation.
I remember that.
So, you know, just stuff like that, along with the basketball portion, will really highlight the content we're going to be delivering at onthepowerlandman.com over these next few months. And, you know, even when, you know, people you know, are disappointed when the NBA season ends, you know, as they should be. I mean, you know, we won't, you know, get to watch basketball for, you know, four or five months. But on the other hand, you know, it doesn't seem like the season ever ends, because right when the season concludes, the NBA draft is a week or two away. And then, you know, a couple days after that, the free agency starts to, it begins, and then trade season comes along with that. And then a couple weeks later, you got the NBA Summer League. So it's really just about a month or two off season for NBA writers. So that's kind of, that's definitely been interesting development over the past few years. And NBA is just they do a really good job of keeping the NBA relevant throughout the entire year. So you know, even when the season does end, and it's definitely not going to get any less boring.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how things play out, and we certainly will keep our fingers on the pulse here as the Timberwolves navigate through this offseason. Dan, thanks so much for joining the show here today. We'll continue to do these positional reviews throughout the next couple of weeks, and we'll continue that, and we'll also see how the playoffs turn out. We'll make sure to mix in some talk about that as well here over the next couple of weeks.
Sounds good. Thanks, Seth.